Page 155. Listen for main ideas.
Carbon dioxide may be invisible, but looking around her house, Ellen Schoenfeld Beeks sees it almost anywhere she looks, even in her morning tea. She knows those blue flames under the teapot are making carbon dioxide. So does the heat for her house. Even the TV uses electricity that comes from burning coal. All of them emit carbon dioxide, the most common greenhouse gas. Schoenfeld Beeks feels guilty for contributing to global warming.
I also burn wood in my wood stove, and that doesn't make me feel any better, actually. 20 years ago it did. I used to think, oh, this is cool, I'm not using any oil or gas, but you're still putting the carbon dioxide into the air, so, Can't win.
But now there may be a way. Schoenfeld Beeks was one of the first people to log on to a new website and pay to offset her own carbon dioxide emissions. Here's how it works. She visited the website to first find out how much carbon dioxide she puts in the air each year. This is called her carbon footprint.
So you would need to find your electricity kilowatt hours per year, or you can choose household size, which means single family home.
The website adds up her energy use, including the miles she's driven in her car and flown in an airplane. Then it estimates her carbon footprint. Like the average American, Schoenfeld Beeks adds about 20 tons of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere each year. She then paid $100 to programs that promised to take greenhouse gases back out. No more guilt. But Anton Finelli, who created the website, does not like that term, guilt.
We should think of it in terms of personal responsibility for taking action to benefit the environment by reducing our personal climate footprint, our personal global warming impact.
Finelli says factories and other businesses already pay to offset large amounts of carbon dioxide emissions. The money goes to programs that reduce greenhouse gases. Finelli set up the website to let individuals make the same sort of payment.
The idea here is that while one transaction may be small, if there are millions of transactions, the effect will make a significant difference.
Half the money collected at Finelli's website goes to a company he runs. It collects methane from landfills around the country. The other half goes to planting trees. Plants take carbon dioxide out of the air and use it to grow. It's not clear how many people will want to pay into programs such as these, says Rich Rosenzweig. He's the chief operating officer of NatSource. It's an international company that collects money from large businesses and sends it to programs that reduce greenhouse gas emissions. His company tried to offer this same service to individuals, but Rosenzweig's company did not get much business from them.
At the end of the day, the public has to be willing to spend money on it. And although there's interest, it would be a challenging business to start.
For Anton Finelli, business has been slow. He hopes, though, that as people learn more about the problem of global warming, they may want to spend more money to solve it. A recent survey found that Americans think climate change is the country's most important environmental problem. One of those people, Ellen Schoenfeld Beeks, is happy to be doing something.
I don't know that it's the be-all and end-all of what people can do. I don't know how much this really makes a difference, but part of me feels like, well, at least I'm trying.
And at least she feels less guilty, she says, when she turns on the stove to heat her morning tea. I'm Kurt Nickisch.